Good afternoon, everybody. One of the shailas that I've been getting a lot lately is about saying slichos without a minyan. People who are either traveling or who are women who are unable to attend a minyan every day. So is there an ability to say slichos without a minyan, and what sort of adjustments should be made to slichos if one is going to be reciting slichos without a minyan? So generally, it's good to daven, even be yechidus, even if you're not going to be able to daven with the tzibur, Hashem listens to our tefilos. Particularly during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Gemara tells us tefila be yechidus has more power than it does throughout the rest of the year. The Gemara discusses the stira between the pasuk of Dirshu Hashem b'Yimatzo, which implies that there are only certain times of the year where Hashem is, so to speak, available to us, versus B'chol Kareinu Eilav, that whenever we call out to Him, Hashem is available. So the Gemara says that the difference is that B'yachid and B'tzibur, that if a person is davening B'yachidus, that it's only B'Yimatzo, and Eilu Aseres Yom Shebein Rosh Hashana L'Yom HaKippurim, that a Yachid has access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, whereas throughout the year, Tzibur has access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, whatever level of access we're talking about. Now, the origin of saying slichos during the days prior to Rosh Hashanah and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva does not really seem to come from the Gemara. We don't find that the Gemara mentions the idea of some sort of organized slichos in the Yom Noraim, although it does relate to the concept of slichos on fast days. The earliest record of such a minhag is from the Gaonim. So in the Tshuvas of Gaonim, they say that in the yeshivas of Surah and Pumbedisa, they would say slichos during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's interesting, I think minhag Chabad is that they say slichos only before Rosh Hashanah, and then after Rosh Hashanah they stop saying slichos, I think. They say from the Tzemach Tzedek like that Adkan la'amira mikan ve'elach la'asiya. I think that's the way you talk the talk beforehand. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, then you got to walk the walk. But it sounds from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that it was a minhag to do during Yom Noraim. And Rav Haigon says that some people already start Rosh Chodesh Elul. We know that our minhag is we start at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, but always on a Matzai Menucha, always on Matzai Shabbos. And Mishabur quotes two reasons, either because you have to be mevaker for a mum, you have to look for any spiritual mum that we may have, and a korban needs 4 days of investigating, of checking for a mum, or because there are 4 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that we're unable to fast, so we move, we make up for that by having the slichos 4 days in advance of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. However, there are certain parts of slichos that one has to be careful about without a minyan, and I'm thinking of two things in particular. There's the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and then there are the parts that are in Aramaic. So first, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and he was Nis'atif Kishliach Tzibur. He wrapped himself up like a Shliach Tzibur when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu this special formula that our tefilos will not be chazarekam, where we're not going to be turned away empty-handed. So in the Siddur of Rav Amnon Gaon, which is the earliest known Siddur, he quotes Rav Nasan Gaon, who says that you only say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim with a tzibur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nis'atev Kishliach Tzibur. The whole idea of the Midas HaRachamim is that when Klal Yisrael comes together as a tzibur, as a unit, and uses this formula, Hashem will not turn us away empty-handed, and therefore, Shulchan Aruch says that one should not recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim without a minyan. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you are alone and you want to say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, you could do it b'toras Talmud Torah, not b'toras Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And how do you demonstrate that you're doing it as a form of Talmud Torah? You have to say it with the trap. So if you say it with the trap, then you're allowed to say it even b'yachidus. Problem is that a lot of the people that are asking the questions are women, and women were never taught the trap because they didn't have to study the trap for their bar mitzvahs. So they don't have that option of saying it with the trap. So then they should probably just skip the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens, like the Shitas HaRashba, that if davening b'yachidus, you don't say the Yud Gimel Midas unless you say it with the trap, ki'ilu korei b'torah. And that's what all the Acharonim seem to assume as well. Then there's a second issue, a second part of slichos that one also has to be a little more careful about when it comes to davening b'yichidus, and that is those sections that are b'lashon arami, rachmana da'ani la'ane aneinan, you know, those parts that are clearly in lashon arami. Why would lashon arami make a difference? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos of Yud Beis and Beis that tells us la'olam al yishal adam trachav b'lashon arami, v'am rav yochanan kol ashol trachav b'lashon arami, ein malachi asharis Yasharis Niskakin Lo. Lufishain, Malachi Yasharis Makirin Beloshon Aramis. Malachi Yasharis don't speak Arami, and therefore they're not going to help bring our tefillos up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So one should not daven Loshon Arami. Now there is a stira that all the Rishonim struggle with, because the Mishnah in Sota and Daflam Beza Ben Alv says, Elu Ne'amarim Bechol Loshon, Parsha Sota, Vidoy Meisur Kriya Shema, Utfila, that tefila could be b'kal lashon. Kal lashon sounds like it means even lashon arami. So which is it? Are we not allowed to daven lashon arami, or you're allowed to daven b'kal lashon? So Beis Yosef quotes three shitos in Rishonim. The Rif's shita is that tefila b'tzibur does not require a malach, and therefore tefila b'tzibur could be b'lashon arami. But when you daven b'yichidus, that does require the aid of a malach. A malach will not be able to help you b'lashon arami, and therefore b'yichidus it can only be b'lashon akol. When you're davening b'tzibur, that's what the Mishnah Sota is talking about, that b'kol lashon. Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha Zayin Amalav Midape Arif says a little bit differently. He says it depends what you're davening for. Are you davening the typical tefillos that you say each and every day, or you have some sort of specific bakasha for yourself, and that's what cannot be done b'lashon arami or in other languages. And then there's the Shitas HaRash, where the Rash's Shita is that it all depends on lashon arami versus other languages, that the Malachi Ashari specifically don't like Lashon Arami, because Lashon Arami, the Achronim explain, because it's so close to Lashon HaKodesh that they find it very, very difficult. The Tosos and Shabbos already raises the question, what do you mean, Ein Malachi Ashari's Makirim B'Lashon Aramis? Afilu Machshavos Leva Adam Yodim Makirim. They understand even, Malachim know what's in our minds, they know what's in our hearts, and they know what we're thinking, they could read our minds. So how does it mean they don't understand Lashon Arami? In order for us to speak Lashon Arami, we have to think it first. That Balei Tos couldn't conceive of a possibility that a person is saying words in tefillah without anything going through his mind, right? So if they're reading your mind, so obviously they know what's already in your mind. They're going to understand Lashon Arami. So it's not that they don't understand Lashon Arami. It's that they don't like it. It's Meguna Be'enei HaMalachim, says the Beis Yosef in Archaim Sim Kuv Aleph. They find it Meguna because of its closeness to Lashon HaKodesh, that it's a corruption of the Lashon HaKodesh. Now, be that as it may, it would seem, certainly according to the Rush and according to the Rif as well, if one is davening b'yichidus, one should not daven b'lashon arami. When you're davening b'tzibur, you could daven b'lashon arami. So it's therefore kedai to skip the parts that are b'lashon arami when you're saying slichus b'yichidus. Just another point about slichus, Rav Shechter often points out, is that a lot of times people put, as Rabbi Yehuda likes to say, the emphasis on the wrong syllable when it comes to slichus. They try to make sure they get every word of those paragraphs that are in between the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and then they get to the end where you rush through anein Rosh Hashem, anein Ranein, Elokeinu, anein Ranein, Barein, Ranein, Ranein, blah blah blah. Right? So and you skip half of that because who can keep up with the tzibur? They say the Mishan Alavasin Barim Riyo. Right, so all of that they run through quickly. So Rav Shechter often points out that's the part that the Tanaim said that we have in the Mishnayos. So that's much more important than the later piyutim that were written as part of the later slichos that were written in between the Midas Harachamim. So if you can't say all of those parts in the middle, in between the Midas Harachamim, make sure you say the Midas Harachamim when you're betzibur, not when you're not betzibur. And whether you're betzibur or biyichidus, make sure to say that part, the Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, the Mishan Elavaseinu, that part slowly and nicely and carefully. It's also the only part you're likely to understand. So it's a good place to invest your efforts. So at the end of the day, a person can say slichos alone, even without a minyan. But if you do so, you should skip the Midas Rachamim unless you can be able to say it with a trot, and you should skip the Aramaic sections. And a person should have extra emphasis on the parts of the slichos that we know go way back to the days of the Tanaim. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.